guess it must have been my imagination. I'm kind of excited today anyway. Now, Rochester, when I come home tonight... Wait a minute. Rochester, do I hear someone playing the piano in my house?
Yeah, that was Joe.
Joe who?
Joe Figman.
Now, cut that out. Rochester, you're throwing a party.
Well, boss, I thought as long as you were out, I'd invite about 30 of my friends over. We're celebrating New Year's.
New Year's? That was 6 weeks ago.
I know. We're warming up the next one.
Well, look, Rochester, I don't like wild New Year's parties in my house, especially in February. So tell your friends to go home.
But, boss, you got the wrong impression about this party. All we had is 2 bottles of 7-Up.
2 bottles of 7-Up for 30 people? That's impossible.
Not when you thin it out with a case of 90-proof Central Avenue tomato.
Fine tomato juice. Well, I'm not going to argue with you any longer. I'll see you when I get home.
Oh, Jack, before you hang up, fly out a butterfly there, will you?
Okay. Oh, Rochester's butterfly there with you?
Yeah, she's in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Well, Miss Livingston wants to talk to her.
I'll call her. Oh, butterfly.
Yes, Dr. Rochester?
You weren't on the telephone, honey.
Oh, goody. I was expecting this call. Hello, Jerome.
Butterfly, this isn't Jerome.
Oh, who is it, Satchmo?
No, it isn't Satchmo. It's Mr. Benny. Miss Livingston wants to talk to you. Here you are, Mary.
Okay. Butterfly, this is Miss Livingston.
Hello, Miss Livingston.
Now, Butterfly, when you told me you were going over to Mr. Benny's house, I didn't know your Uncle Rochester was throwing a party there.
Neither did I. Isn't it a pleasant surprise?
Yes, very pleasant.
Oh, Miss Livingston, I hope you won't be mad at me, but I wanted to look nice, so I used your bottle of liquid stocking.
My bottle of liquid stocking?
Yes. How much do you have to drink before it goes to your leg?
Butterfly, you're not supposed to drink that. You're supposed to put it on with your hand.
Oh, I tried that.
And what happened?
I got a pair of gloves.
Well, Butterfly, the next time you want to borrow anything, ask for it, and I'll tell you how to use it.
Yes, ma'am.
And another thing, Butterfly, I think you're too young to go to your Uncle Rochester's party.
Oh, Miss Livingston, it's a very nice party. We were just sitting around listening to your program, but we had to stop.
Why?
For Uncle Rochester's radio, and all the tubes blew out.
Butterfly, I think you better go home, and I'll see you when I get there. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mary, I'm glad you got off the phone, because now I got a big surprise for all the boys.
Oh, are you going to give out that 36-hour pass?
Yes, at the end of the program, but right now I have another surprise. You know, fellas, last summer I was overseas entertaining the boys, and in our USO unit was one of the most outstanding artists that I've ever been associated with. I'm speaking of Larry Adler, the world's greatest harmonica player. And did they go for him? I'll never forget one night in Algiers. The boys were all gathered around in a circle. The moon was shining as the melodic strains of his harmonica floated out over the desert. that night. And when Larry finished his first number and the cheering died away, a hushed expectancy fell over the crowd. Remember, Larry?
Yes, Jack. And there in the desert night, under the same romantic moon, the whole audience moved in closer so they wouldn't miss a note of the haunting strains of...
Ah, remember that, Larry.
I'll never forget it, Jack. Your playing was absolutely wonderful.
Oh, Larry, it was nothing, nothing.
Oh, then you know.
Yeah, but Larry, we sure had a wonderful time on that trip, didn't we?
Yes, Jack. Remember the day we went to the bazaar in Cairo and you bought a camel?
A camel. I'll never... Gee, I could just see it now. The bazaar in Cairo. Cairo, Egypt, where East meets West. Where an ancient civilization mingles with the 20th century. Cairo, the bazaar. Well, here we are, Larry. Larry, here we are in a real Egyptian bazaar. Did you ever think we'd see anything like this?
Gee, this is even better than the Lea Lea room at the Mission Inn.
Yeah, I hope I can buy some nice souvenirs here.
Well, remember one thing, Jack. You've got a bargain with these people. Don't accept their first price.
I see.
You must try and get everything as cheap as possible.
As cheap as possible? Don't let me forget that, will you, Larry? Oh, here comes the clerk.
Now, remember, Jack, bargain with him. Don't let him stick you.
I won't.
Salamu alaikum, Khawagat. Marhab Saeed. Tfaddalu, tfaddalu fi dukkan.
That's too much! What do you think we are, sucker? What do you think we are, suckers? None of that stuff.
But, Jack, look, he was just bidding you welcome.
Oh. Well, look, Larry, I want to buy something for Mary. Maybe a bracelet and gold filigree that'll cost about 30 piastres, you know?
Jack, 30 piastres is $1.60.
$1.60? Oh, well, it's for Mary. How often do I come to Egypt? Go ahead, Larry. You speak a little Arabic. Ask him if I can have the gold bracelet for $1.60.
Okay. Anda kasura, dahab?
Kam.
Arbainta.
Entu maganin? Ehna mush harameya. Itlau barra.
What did he say, Larry?
He wishes he was on your draft board.
Well, let me handle this, Larry. I'll talk to him. I can... Now, look, mister. Me, like him, buy him, gift him. If not, cost him too much. Savvy?
Oh, how interesting. An American Indian, I presume.
I'm not an Indian. I got red in the face waiting for the Riverside bus. Now, look, mister, as long as you understand English, what can I buy here that's a little souvenir of Egypt?
Gentlemen, I sell everything from a postcard to a camel.
A camel? Say, that's an idea with a gas sorted. Gee, what a surprise when it arrives in Hollywood. Okay, mister, I'll buy a camel.
Very good, sir. Will you take one hump or two?
Oh, is there a difference?
Oh, certainly, sir. A one-hump camel can go 7 days without a drink. And a two-hump camel can go 21 days.
Oh, really? Well, what does he keep in his second hump?
Pepsi Cola.
Oh, I see. Well, okay, mister, I'll take the two-hump camel and a bottle opener. Yes, sir.
The camel is yours. Where shall I deliver it?
A Shepherd's Hotel here in Cairo. I'll pick it up in the morning. Oh, wait a minute. Is there a charge for delivery?
Oh, no, sir.
Well, then send it to 360 North Camden Drive, Beverly Hills, California. Come on, Larry, let's go. Gosh, what a wonderful street this is. Larry, listen to that. That's real native music. Just the kind you were so anxious to hear. From Dallas.
anything more delicious than a bowl full of crisp, molly-rich grape nuts?
Say, Don, that reminds me. Do you know what I got Jack for his birthday? Now, it's something crisp. Can you guess?
Ah, Phil, you're so obvious. Friends, grape nuts are truly distinctive with a wonderful, sweet-as-a-nut flavor.
Don, my present for Jack has a sweet-as-a-nut flavor. Now, can you guess?
Oh, Phil, be yourself. Let it go. And, friends, grape nuts are a mighty thrifty buy. That big little 12-ounce package brings you up to 16 servings for only about a penny a serving. Grape nuts are plentiful and unrationed.
Don, my present for Jack is unrationed. Now, can you guess?
Oh, brother, are you corny? Oh. And, friends, grape nuts are chock full of whole grain nourishment. One kind of nourishment nutrition experts say we need every day.
Oh, gee. Whole grain nourishment? Well, I can't say that about my present.
What do you mean? You can always say that about grape nuts.
Grape nuts? Oh, I didn't get grape nuts for Jack.
What? Well, what have you been talking about all this time?
I've been talking about a box of peanut brittle, Don, see?
Oh, Phil, who ever heard of peanut brittle with milk and sugar for breakfast? You better go out and get Jack some grape nuts.
And now, fellas, I'm going to keep my promise and give one of you a 36-hour pass. I'm going to pick the lucky number out of this box. Now, this is no kidding, really. I got permission. Here it is. Get your serial numbers here, fellas. Yeah. It's number 041650. 041650. Will the soldier with that number please stand up and take a bow? Come up on the stage right after the show, and you'll get your pass for 36 hours. Come on up, buddy. Here he is.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, really and truly?
You bet. When you buy the big new economy package of hot grape nuts wheatmeal, you get more cereal for your money. Compare and see. A bargain in quantity and quality, too. Get hot grape nuts wheatmeal in the big new money-saving package that says economy and really means it.
This broadcast from Marchfield does not constitute an endorsement of our products by the War Department. This is the National Broadcasting Company.